Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Indomitable Podcast. And in today's episode, I'd like to talk to you guys about how a life without risk is a life not lived, which is actually the exact title of this article that I wrote last night. And I love the subject so much that I, of course, wanted to share an episode with you guys about this exact subject. And I subtitled the article, "The Life You Seek is on the Other Side of Uncertainty." And so basically the gist of what this article is about is how if you go through life without taking a bet, you basically still lose. Usually when you think of somebody gambling or when you think of somebody making a bet, right? They're taking a chance on something, whether they win or lose that bet. They win or lose the gamble. But my opening point of contention in that article is that even if you don't gamble, even if you don't take a bet, you could still lose, which I think is one of the most hidden ways you could lose, is by not having the guts to take a chance to begin with. And some people might think they're winning because they're choosing not to play, but I feel like that's an extremely dangerous outlook they could have on life. You know how people think they're being smart by eliminating risk, but what you're actually doing is sabotaging yourself and your progress. And so the thing that I really want to drive home is that if you picture yourself where you want to be in life, right? Maybe you want to have your own company, maybe you want to have your own startup car company, maybe you want to be a really successful bartender, maybe you want to be a pro video game player, you know, maybe you want to be a basketball all-star, whatever it is that you want to do with your life, right? Just picture it for a second. Now, think about the steps that you have to take to get there, right? It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to become a video game phenomenon player. You're not going to get there overnight. You're not going to become a famous basketball all-star player overnight. You're not going to become a very famous EDM artist overnight, right? There are steps that you have to take. And of course, among the steps that you're taking are risks. You have to take risks along the way. That's part of the journey. That's part of anybody's journey in life. And like I said earlier, if you don't take risks, if you go through life without risk, you go through life not really ever living. And something else I want to bring up here is that one of my role models, Gary Vee, he said something several years ago that stuck with me. And I don't remember the exact words that he said, but he said something along the lines of, "This is your only chance at life. You could have been born as a tree, but you won the lottery and you're human. You can pick yourself up and move. If you don't like where you are, move." And he also mentioned, "Don't bet on being reincarnated." Now, this is something that I remembered for mostly two reasons. One is that there was a funny part to what he said, which was, "You could have been born as a tree." I thought that was pretty funny. But he also mentioned what stood out to me in terms of significance was the part about reincarnation. And I don't know if you personally believe in reincarnation or not. I don't think it's super relevant. But one thing I know for certain is that the one life you're living right now is the only time you'll ever be in your exact shoes ever again. And if I were you, I wouldn't bank on being reincarnated. I personally look at my life right now as my one and only shot, and as far as I'm concerned and aware, there are no second chances after this. And so I really want to sort of, in a way, I'm kind of like trying to scare people into taking action here, because I'm more scared for you to see what happens in your life if you don't. Because like I said, I feel like this is our one and only chance at life. And I don't want you to spend your one and only chance, you know, denying yourself, being afraid to take risks, playing it safe, because when your time comes, like it does for all of us, I don't want you to look back on your life on your deathbed and think about how unfulfilling your life was because you were too afraid to take a risk. And so here are a few examples of things you cannot do without taking risks. For example, you can't go on a date, you can't have friends, you can't have a job, nor can you travel. And if you don't believe me, I'll break down each of these bullet points for you. So going on a date, right? You can't go on a date without risking rejection. And I feel like that's pretty obvious if you're the one asking somebody out, because you ask someone out, they could say yes or no. You risk rejection. But even if you were the one who asked somebody, or even if you were the one who was asked out and you accepted their offer, you know, going on the actual date risks that person seeing your flaws and deciding not to continue dating you. There's risk in that too. You can't have friends without risk, right? Because you can't have friends without risking a failed friendship. Relationships of any kind are two-way streets, and healthy ones require effort from both parties to work. So to even get started on the path of friendship, you have to risk things not working out between the two of you. You also have to think about the risk where the person potentially hurts you or you hurt them. You also risk the possibility of being lied to, betrayed, or ghosted, right? And, you know, come to think of it, as I was writing this, talking about this reminds me of this concept that I read about in my favorite book of all time. Take notes, guys. This is my favorite book of all time as of July 2023. It's called All Our Wrong Todays, as in O-U-R, our, All Our Wrong Todays, by Elan Mastai, E-L-A-N-M-A-S-T-A-I. And this book introduces a concept called the accident. And what the accident is, sorry if you heard that notification, that's a reminder I have for myself. The accident is the concept that when you introduce something in your own life, or you introduce something to the world, it creates the accident of the thing as well, right? So for example, you invent the car, you get the car crash. You invent the plane, you invent the plane crash. And the book also talks about how when you bring somebody into your life, you also bring in the potential consequences of things not working out between you and that other person. And when I read about this in that book, I thought it was really interesting. It's actually a time travel novel, and the way that it, even for a fictional novel, talks about such what I consider to be profound concepts, I found really appealing. So highly, highly, highly recommend All Our Wrong Todays. Honestly, if I had a will, I would put that book in my will for people to read. That's how much I love that book, you know. As a bit of a side note, I even had a quote from that book laser engraved on the iPad that I have now. That's how much I love it. I think the plot, the dilemma that it has, you know, it's an incredible book. And everyone who I've ever recommended it to has read the book and they tell me they love it. So go ahead, check that book out, guys. Not sponsored, by the way, you know, Elan Mastai didn't tell me to advertise this book or anything like that, but I'm doing it because I love it so much. But anyway, tangent, just wanted to talk about the concept of the accident. So another thing that you cannot do in life without taking risk is having a job. And the most obvious way you can't have a job without risk is not being able to have a job because you don't risk applying for it. You know, applications involve a risk in the same sense asking someone out involves risk. In this case, as in the job application, you submit your credentials and you tell somebody, look at me, this is who I am, how do you like me now? And what you're doing is you're putting the risk of rejection of your job application, the ball, in their court. And even if the job was handed to you without a job application process, like maybe this is a family company and your parent hires you without a job application, there's still risk in that too. You risk doing poorly, you risk not liking the job, you risk getting fired, and you risk having to deal with a terrible boss or coworkers. Now, hopefully that's not the case if it's a family business, right? You don't want to deal with a terrible boss if it's going to be one of your family members, but there's still risk, even if you have the job handed to you without any effort on your part. And the last thing that I mentioned in that list is traveling. You can't travel without risk. Why? You can't travel without risking the plane crashing. And if you're driving, you can't do that without risking another vehicle ramming into yours. And in case you're going on foot, you can still get into an accident. A tree could fall over onto you. Someone might attempt to fight you on the street. These are still very real possibilities. Basically, when I say that, you can't even go outside your house without risk. But to that point, I think it just kind of goes to show how much just about everything we do in life carries risk. And in a way, I guess you could say people get participation trophies, they get cookies, they get brownies, because we look at risk in the eye every single day, but we step outside of our doors and we go face life anyway. So, I mean, I guess props to all of you guys listening, because you guys are risk takers. But there is also a matter of, to what degree do you take risks? What kind of risks are you taking, right? If you really want to put some perspective into it, in fact, I think every day you wake up and you open your eyes, that's a risk, because you don't know what lies ahead of you that day. Maybe you have an idea of what lies ahead of you because there are certain expectations you made from before. Like maybe you know you have a dentist appointment. Maybe you know you're going on a date. Maybe you know you have to get up, eat your breakfast, go to the gym, go to work. You have these expectations, but you are still not 100% certain how your day is going to go. Every day you open your eyes and wake up and get out of bed, that's a risk, right? Because I'm telling you right now, people who get caught in the crossfire at a school shooting, or people who get killed in broad daylight, people who get into car accidents, these people don't go outside their houses knowing that those things are going to happen to them that day. There is always a level of uncertainty as to what could happen to you on a day-to-day basis. But, of course, when I say this, this is not the kind of fear that I'm trying to instill in people. Like, don't get out of bed because any of these things could happen to you. That's not the kind of fear I'm trying to instill. And quite frankly, I'm not necessarily trying to make anyone afraid. I don't want fear to be my way of motivating people, because my loyalty is to the truth, and that's what I'm trying to deliver right now. The truth is, yes, these things could happen to you, but that doesn't mean you should be afraid. And I would say more often than not, these crises don't just happen to people all the time. It's like an occasional occurrence. And I would say that it's very, very unlikely, still not impossible, just very, very unlikely, an insignificant probability to the point where you should still go about your day, you should still go after what you want to do with your life. Don't be afraid to take risks. The life you seek is on the other side of uncertainty. Some things carry much more risk than the average everyday concept or decision, but that doesn't mean you should be afraid to take your chances and shoot your shot. Because in the end, the kind of fear that I was talking about earlier and instilling in my listeners was taking action because I'm afraid for you to see what happens if you don't. The most significant thing between you and the idealized version of yourself is risk. Once you overcome that, you'll unlock more than you ever thought you would. And so, yeah, part of this was taken from my article that I wrote last night. And, part of it was improvised, and I hope you guys still really enjoyed this episode. I feel like I really did, especially towards the end here of this episode. I felt like hopefully I put in some meaningful words through your eardrums. Guys, take risks. A life without risk is a life not lived. So don't be afraid to go shoot your shot. Don't be afraid to go try things, because as I've mentioned time and time again, when you're on your deathbed, the thing that you'll be thinking about is not what you did that you regret. It'll be the things that you didn't do. Those things always stand out far, far more than having a regret like, oh man, I did that. That was a bad thing. No. The things that stick with you for the most part are the things that you're like, oh shoot, like I didn't do that and I wish I did, but now I'm too old and I can't do that anymore. I don't have the energy. I don't have the time. I wish I did that, but I didn't. I wish I wasn't afraid to do that. Those are the things that you're going to be kicking yourself over. So don't let it get to that point, guys. Take action. Don't be afraid. And I'll see you on the next episode. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com. which is lucashawthorne@substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/LucasHawthorne, which is linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.